Hey, 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 everybody. Welcome back to another episode of Why You Worried About It. I am Lindsay Bush, the HR director of Country Crossroads.
And hey, everybody, I'm Susie Arbo. I'm a licensed professional counselor, and we are on this journey to a better you. That's what we're all about. And I know it's kind of funny. I was talking to Jesse earlier today, and, you know, she's the one that kind of coined the term why you worried about it. And it just kind of always reminds me of life and how we do worry about some things, and we should. And then there's a lot of things that we waste our precious thoughts and time stressing about. And that's kind of one of the points of the podcast is we really want to focus on, you know, on sorting those thoughts through and increasing the quality of your life to so that you feel good. You know, we feel good. You feel good.
Yeah, absolutely. I love it because it makes, I think about her all the time too. And I love it. I wasn't with you guys when you did it, but we've said it every since you guys have talked about it. We've always talked about why you're worried about it. And there's so many different ways you can use that because it's, yeah, it's so true. There's so many things in life and with, especially when big things happen and life gets put in perspective. It's why are we spending a lot of our thoughts and energy and on things that just truly don't matter. So, and I love it. And if they are things that we need to worry about, I love it because Susie helps us work through all these amazing coping skills to really work through it. Like, don't just live and wallow in self-pity, like we all like to do every now and then. So, I love that we get to share these different things that we can do to just make life better all around and in general. So awesome.
Yep. Absolutely. And I think, and I've talked Jesse into being a guest, so she's
going
to hop on here someday and she's going to, kind of tell us where that all stems from. So super fun. Okay. Well, today I am very passionate about what we are talking about, and I love anything that can better our lives, can help our listeners, to help us, everybody. And so we are going to talk about the power of planning ahead and having a plan for your time, kind of managing your time wisely. I think I've told this story before on here, but in 2017, I got asked to do a presentation on time management for a big conference. And I was like, oh, I'm not, you know, really, that's not really my topic. And they said they wanted me to speak. And so they said, can you learn more about it? And I said, absolutely. And that kind of changed the course of my life and really got me motivated just to figure out, hey, we've only got so much precious time. And so we need to learn how to manage it wisely. Mm-hmm. And since then, I feel like life has been so much better and feel better about it and get so much more done. And we've reached our goals and all sorts of stuff.
Yeah, I love planning. If anybody knows me, they know that I literally am such a planner. I love to have things on my calendar. I think for me, it gives me so many things to look forward to. Sometimes that anxiety that we've talked about before, it can give you some anxiety feeling so busy, but it's all like we've talked, we have a whole nother podcast about anxiety. It's how you look at it. Like, how blessed am I to be busy or to take on all of these things? And, I absolutely love it. I love getting my calendar out. I love calendaring for the week ahead of me. People crack me up. They'll ask me all the time, what are you doing, you know, in 2 weeks? And I'm like, without my calendar, there's no way I could tell you. I don't know. So, I mean, I don't know how some people fly by the seat of their pants, and I love it. There's so many people that can do it and they do well, and it's amazing, but it's a little stressful to think about, like, how do they not, or I'm not an Android user, and I'm not slinging any shade to anybody that is, but they use those calendars on their phones and like, it's just a little dot or something, or maybe it's iPhone. I don't know. Cause I'm not an electronic girl yet on my planner, but it stresses me out. I have to see it all. I want to see it. I want to plan it. I want to be able to think about it. So, I don't know. I love people that have a little bit different perspective on it, but however they do it, there's no right or wrong. You know, as long as you're spending time to plan it and think about how do you want to spend your time? Or are you going to get caught in a Netflix and chill and lose 2 days of your life and, come back and go, man, I really wish I would have cleaned my garage or whatever it is, you know? So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. There's a quote that says either you run your day or the day runs you. And that's by Jim Rohn. And that's like my motto. My husband, he's like, how many times have I heard that today? Because like, I'll just say it, you know, like if you got to have a plan. A lot of times when people just wake up and they're like, oh, I hope I get stuff done today. Or, you know, I don't know where the day is going to take me. Some days it's good to do that, right? Like, you know, have that downtime. But for the most part, if you're trying to be productive and you are trying to reach goals and, you know, get the most out of your family, get the most out of your work, you know, live your best life, having a plan is a really smart way to do it. And you brought up already about like kind of anxiety and stress and stuff. It reduces your stress so much when you know that you've got a task to do and you already have it in your planner and it's scheduled out like, hey, on Tuesday at 9 o'clock, I've got time. So I'm going to make that phone call and make that doctor's appointment, right? Or I'm going to, have that work meeting or whatnot. And so that is really, really huge. And, you brought up the digital, versus the paper planner kind of thing or whatever. Anything works. Like as far as like there's different generations actually of time management, and it started with like just the good old paper, to-do list, that kind of stuff. There's so much power in a to-do list. It is wild. Yep, absolutely. And then it moves into our paper planners where you write in, and there's research that actually supports that that the power of pen to paper is still huge. I mean, like just a brain dump. I don't know if you can see kind of whatnot, but we make our own planners actually at Country Crossroads. Lindsay worked hard to de design them, but we wanted something that was worked for us. And so there's a spot for goals, there's a spot for to-do lists, there's a calendar that you can see, and then there's hour by hour. And so that works for a lot of our people. But if you are a digital person and you want to plug that into your calendar and your phone right there, go for it. There's no right or wrong on how you decide to keep your own time.
And I love that everybody there. Just what you exactly said. There's no right or wrong. As long as you're focusing on it and doing it, you're making yourself better. Like you're planning ahead. You're getting a that's I love that you said something about like making that phone call. I had to call my daughter's insurance. I don't know it, there are too many people out there that love calling an insurance company, but I truly did not want to do it, and I kept putting it off and kept putting it off. It ended up being a 10-minute phone call that was super easy. The sweetest person helped me. It's one of those things where I just kept putting it off, but finally I said, nope, today's the day. I'm gonna get it done, and I'm gonna do it first. I'm not gonna wait until the end of the day to do it. I'm gonna get it done, and then my day is great. Like I didn't have to worry about I have that looming over my entire day. I just got it done. So I don't know. I know Susie's shared that with us before about Eat the Frog. Yeah, it's true. Just get it done, guys.
It's that do that dreaded thing first, and then you don't put it off and dilly-dally around and and whatnot. So I also love what's called time blocking. And time blocking is just like having a start and stop time for things. So like if hey, I'm going to have this meeting, you specifically have a start time and an end time to it. Or if you're going to work on a work task or even just cleaning your house, like having a start and stop time, and you're only going to do, those tasks, you put your phone away, you're going to do everything, you will be so much more productive and whatnot. And when I say productive, that's another big thing in life that we all want to be productive. I mean, I hope so. If you're listening to this podcast, I'm sure you're a pretty productive person, because people that do personal development and professional development usually want to be productive. And so having a plan for your time, like I like to sit down on Sundays and I like to just kind of go through, look at my week, figure out any time that I need to calendar in there. As far as like even a workout, I will put my workout in there. I will put, if I have, whatever meetings, appointments, that kind of thing, prep time. I've been just a big advocate on giving myself that time to prep for different things coming up. And that's been really helpful. And if you're listening to this and you just kind of wing your days and that works for you, that's fine. That's totally fine. We just know there's just an insane amount of research, and me and Lindsay live it, and we promote that in our company. And Country Crossroads Counseling is we will provide you with the calendar. We want you to have a system, whatever works for you, and just kind of really get the information out of how much of a peace of mind it really does give you.
And I don't know about anybody else, but I love my to-do lists. I know Susie does too. And Will, I have two notebooks that I carry around with me besides my calendar, and one's my personal life and kind of my extra duties of other responsibilities and things. And then I have my work, my work to do. And I absolutely love, I don't know about anybody else, but I will even write down things that I didn't know. I'll write them down just so I can cross them off. I don't know if it's something to, it gives me a boost. It's like, okay, I haven't. Like whenever you start feeling like I didn't get anything done today, or you feel like, oh, like you didn't do what you're supposed to do, start thinking about it and really see how did you spend your time. I know Susie's talked to us about trying to go back and look at your time what did you do in all those times? Or you know, if I get stuck, everybody will hear I love trash TV, and as soon as I turn it on, just know that I'm done. Like, you better hope and pray that I've already finished all my chores for the day, because once I get it on, I'm like, okay, I'm gonna watch my shows. So knowing though that when I get done doing that, and then I look back and I'm like, I didn't fold the laundry, or I didn't do any of that. Like, it makes me feel terrible. Not just because I sat and watched terrible TV that's probably not good for me anyways, but I also didn't do something productive that I really wanted to do. So I will make sure, like, lately I'll say, okay, I want to sit down, there's a new episode of something out, I want to watch it, but I'll tell myself, nope, I'm gonna do finish the laundry, or I'm gonna get the dishes done, and I'm gonna do X, Y, and Z, and I'm not doing anything other than that first, and then I can get distracted and take my little self-care moment to myself. So I like doing that, and I like writing stuff down and then marking it off later. Like, I feel it makes you feel good. There's something it releases in your brain, right?
Yeah,
I feel like I've heard that
absolutely.
before. Yeah.
The
The
dopamine, that reward
dopamine, yeah.
center.
Yep.
And I love that you said the notes, like these little tabs, you can get these on Amazon or at Walmart or whatever, and you can organize your little notebook so you kind of know, like, oh, I have a meeting about, this company or whatever, so you can go to there. We also, another little cool thing Lindsay did, I don't know if you can see this or not, but it is a to-do list for our company too. It talks about water intake, it talks about exercising, is a meal tracker I'm grateful for today. It's just kind of fun. But you can also order them. This is one of my favorite ones. I order this on Amazon. And it just talks about your to-dos, your appointments, your special days I'm grateful for, like, again. So there's a million different forms of them, and we just encourage you, like, if you don't have a little system yet to do this, today's a great day to start. Order something on Amazon or go to your Dollar General. They've got a cute little
Oh,
section
yeah.
now of notebooks and like that kind of stuff,
Yep.
and even the peel off, like the ones that's kind of fun to do. There's a little, we love a little call to action. And I think, Lindsay, we've talked before, maybe, I don't know if we talked on the show, but about the winning your day technique.
Yes.
And so just a little highlight on that. If you are a go-getter, this is an easy thing for you to do then. But if you're maybe kind of listening to this, you're like, oh, I should probably do something. I should probably get a little planning or organization going. This is an easy way to start too, but it's called winning your day. And every day when you get up, think of five things that you want to accomplish that day. It could be a load of laundry. It could be unloading your dishwasher. It could be making that phone call, playing a game with your kid, reading a story or going outside for a walk. Whatever you want, just five things. And if you do those five things, you've won your day. Now, if you do 10 things, whatever, great. That's good. A lot of us have those big to-do lists, but even just those five will give you a sense of accomplishment. And you've heard us say, momentum builds momentum. And just getting it going, just getting that thing started is going to lead you into having more energy and just making you feel really good.
I love that. And then saying that, it makes me think too of all the different areas of our life that we worry about so much. Maybe even another challenge. Maybe you do really good at that five things a day, and you're like, oh, I do that, no problem. I can write it down. But maybe then take it a step further and look at, was it something whenever we've talked before about the areas of our life and what do we want to focus on more, and what do we want to make sure we're spending time on? Maybe it is those workouts. So maybe on your five things that day, you do put go for a 5-minute walk or go outside, you know, start focusing it more on those areas of your life, spiritual, if you're not praying as much as you wish you were, or things like that. Put it on there and really focus it and make it tailored to what you're wanting your life to look like. I think that's important too, because I think a lot of us go-getters, and I think you're exactly right, a lot of the people who are probably listening are go-getters, because you're listening now and you're wanting to better your life. So maybe just take it a step further. If you already feel like you're already doing some of these things, and obviously we can all button up any of those areas, but really taking a deep dive in your life. What do you want to focus on? What do you want to really add to make your day, to truly win your day? Make it a little bit harder, and push yourself to be better.
And the rewards are really endless, because then you'll look back and be like, man, you know what? I did what I wanted to do in life. I wanted to, spend more time with my kids, or I wanted to, whatever that thing is, that fitness goal or professional goal or whatnot. And so, we hope today that this kind of sparks a little inspiration in people. And if you already are really managing your time well and doing those planners or those to-do lists or digitally, good. Keep doing it and even take it a step further. There's so much more, that you can get there. And so it's just really cool. And if you are needing some guidance and direction, just get it started. It can look like anything. I was speaking the other day on the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People by Stephen Covey. That's just a classic. It's old as the hills, but honestly, it is still principles that guide so many professionals and people that are very successful guide their life. And I know I live by them. But I had a lady come up and she said, "I just tried a planner so many times." And she's like, I just can't. I just, whatnot." And what I encouraged her to do, is she's really just only block in herself. Like, nobody can force you to do anything. Nobody can make you do anything. You've got to want something enough in life that you're just going to go for it. You know what I mean? And you've got to just make it a priority. And I just said, start small, start with one or two things a day. You know what I mean? And just work up from there. And you're going to feel the goodness coming from that. And then you're going to want to do more. But you are, at the end of the day, responsible for your time. Nobody else, dictates that for you.
Thousand
So, and
percent.
that's in our control. So use it wisely. You'll never regret that.
And I would also encourage you, don't be afraid to be the weirdo that carries all the bags. And I say that
We're
jokingly
good
because if
at
anybody knows Susie and I, it's a joke. And we've been friends a long time, but even a long time before then, people would make fun of me because I always have to have my things. I have to have my notebook. I have to have my planner. I feel naked without it. And is that healthy? Maybe not. But I don't know how many times I will leave it and I'll be like, you know what? I'm not going to take my work bag today, or I'm not going to take my notebook. And then not an hour after wherever I'm at, I will say, I can't believe I didn't bring it today. Like, we're setting and talking about amazing ideas, or we're trying to plan something, or all these things. So I don't know. I'm a big advocate. Take it with you. I don't care. People tease me all the time. That's fine. I'm not asking anybody else to hold my bag. So take it with you. Be ready to write down those amazing ideas and don't, I don't know, use those times wisely. I know a lot of people are taking their kids to practices anymore, and you're setting and you have time. Like, it's time that if you're just sitting and wasting and scrolling on a social media or something, that's time you could be calendaring or making your to-do list and getting things organized. So yeah, don't be afraid to be the bag lady.
I love that you said that, because this is kind of a perfect kind of thing to close on, since we talk about go-getters and whatnot. But there's a lot of research supporting high performance people. And when you think about high performance people, these are people that, like, are your leaders in company. These are people that go above and beyond, entrepreneurs, CEOs, self-made millionaires, that kind of thing. One of the things, one of the most, I guess, common traits that they have, or characteristics that they have, is that they all carry a notebook with them at all times, either in their pocket, their car, their bag, their purse, their whatever, because you don't want to try to keep everything up here. You know what I mean? The average human has so many thoughts a day. That is stressful, anxiety
No
provoking, just
way.
thinking about it. So just jot it down, whether it's your grocery list, whether it's a big idea, a fun idea, whether it's a plan for the future. So, yeah. Well, I think, I know I love talking about this stuff, because we live it and we love it. So.
Thanks so much for listening today. Be sure to follow us on Facebook, and we love to hear your feedback. If there's anything you guys want to hear us talk about or chat about, or if you want to be on the show with us, please join us. We love having guests join us. Our website's countrycrossroadscounseling.com. You can find us on there and shoot us emails. We'd love to hear from you.